Good morning and happy Monday, friends. Today's short episode is going to be more practical. I want to talk about one of my favorite meals to make for guests, why I love it, and how I make it. When I've asked on Instagram what is the most difficult part of hosting for you, a lot of you have said that cooking for other people is intimidating and sometimes overwhelming, that budgeting for cooking for other people is difficult as well. So I want to talk about all those things and hopefully give you some tips to help you work through that. So a couple of things that I wanted to mention, things that I've learned to do over the years to take that mental load off of my mind. It makes it easier for me to be ready to extend hospitality last minute or on a moment's notice. At the end of church, inviting someone over, Josh calling and saying, hey, can I bring a classmate home from school, something like that. Because I do a couple of things, it makes it easier for me to say yes to those without stressing out or feeling unprepared. One of those things is that I typically have all the ingredients for at least one really basic meal in my pantry, and usually it's the meal that I'm going to share with you today. I've also done where I always have like a couple of jars of spaghetti sauce and spaghetti noodles and a box of brownie mix in my pantry. To me, that is the quickest, simplest dessert to pull together for someone. If we were just like, hey, we wanted to invite someone over for coffee and dessert tonight or something like that. If you have a box of brownies, you always have eggs and water and oil, and you can have those pulled together in no time. I can't get boxed brownies here, but I also tend to make double batches of cookie dough. And so whenever I make cookies, I'll double it. We'll use half of it. I'll put the rest in the fridge or freezer and have that ready to pull out for guests whenever I need to. And with those three things, maybe also I have a loaf of bread in the freezer, maybe I have things to make a salad, I can pull together a full meal pretty quickly. And it's not going to be the most exciting or amazing meal that my guests have had, but that's not the point. Hospitality is not about wowing our guests with our culinary skills or putting on a show for people. It's about being ready to welcome people in when they need to be welcomed. In 2 Timothy 4, Paul exhorts Timothy to be ready to preach the word in season and out of season. And I think that if we want to use hospitality as a way to share the good news of the gospel, it needs to be something we're ready to do even when we aren't expecting it. Because I think that the warmth and happiness of home is an excellent place to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. And we must always be ready to give it, because people often need it at really inopportune times for us. But if we have that box of brownie mix or frozen lasagna we know we can pull out, then we can share hospitality with gladness instead of stress. For example, a few weeks ago, I had been out running errands in the city, met someone on the street. We talked for a while, and by the end of the conversation, I had invited her and her family to dinner that night. So I got home around 1:30 in the afternoon. They were coming at 6, and I was able to quickly pull meal together, chicken taco bowls. I had everything I needed. I was able to throw it together pretty quickly, and it was a low stress experience for me because I already had that. And I knew that I had that in the back of my mind when I was deciding to invite her, kind of spur of the moment. That's one really big thing that I think we can do to relieve the stress of what do I make? Do I have enough food? Am I going to have to go to the grocery store? Can we afford to do this? But I think it's helpful to just have a plan, and especially if you're starting out in hospitality, you're a new wife, new mom, maybe just learning the ropes of cooking, don't feel like you need to experiment a lot, try a lot of fancy meals, try a new meal every time you have a new guest. My recommendation is pick something, become really good at it, and that's your company meal. And even if you make it multiple times for people, it's really not a big deal, but it relieves the burden of you stressing about what am I going to make? Do I know how to make it? Is it going to turn out okay? How much is it going to cost me? Because you know all those things and you can just go for it. So the meal plan that I want to share with you today, chicken taco bowls, is a favorite of mine for a couple of reasons. It is very affordable. You can make this for 6 to 8 people for somewhere between $20 and $30. And it also works really well with common food allergies like gluten-free, dairy-free diets. And I will share the complete meal plan and recipes with links and all of that on my Instagram at Taste and See Podcast, so you can find them there. The highlights of the recipe are that I cook the chicken together with the beans with salsa and taco seasoning, either in a crock pot or a Dutch oven. You can slow cook them, so it's really easy to throw it in the pot early in the afternoon and kind of forget about it until you need to shred it later on. I make lime cilantro rice as a base for the bowl. I put out toppings. You can do this super easy by pre-shredded lettuce, pre-grated cheese, a bowl of sour cream, and you're good to go. If you want to add other things, you can have guacamole and queso and corn salsa, sauteed onions and peppers. You can think of lots of toppings that you can add to this, but it can kind of be up to you as far as how creative you want to be with it. Another reason that I really like this recipe is because it is great for allergies or food intolerances like gluten-free and dairy-free. So the meal is already gluten-free. The one thing I would recommend is double checking your taco seasoning to make sure it is gluten-free, because there are some spice mixes that have gluten in them through fillers that they put in. So you can either check it yourself. Sometimes I'll take a picture of ingredients on the spice package and send it to the person who has a gluten intolerance, because they usually know better than I am, and just make sure it's all good before I use it. But other than that, the entire meal is gluten-free. Someone who is dairy-free can just eat this and leave off the cheese and the sour cream, and it's still a great meal. So I like it for that reason as well. It's something I know I can make for almost any of the major food allergies or preferences. A few tips that I wanted to give for hosts and guests on the topic of preparing food and meals for people. If you're a host, I always ask about allergies, but I usually don't ask for preferences. And I think you can kind of get into the weeds a little bit if you start asking for food preferences from people, and it ends up making it more stressful for you. If you just ask for allergies, then they can share those and you can know, okay, I can't do gluten, but everything else is fine. And on that note, guests, I would recommend don't be high maintenance about your preferences. If you are being invited into someone else's home, they are offering to cook a meal for you, of course share allergies, but beyond that, you don't need to tell them you're on a special diet and you only eat organic, or you can't have carbs right now, or your kids really don't like to eat vegetables, because that puts a lot of unnecessary burdens and stress on your host. And I think it can often be an issue that separates people and divides people in fellowship and makes hospitality a lot harder. So don't be a food snob. That's a topic that I would love to dive into more in an entire episode, but I'll leave it at that for now. As a host, do be sympathetic towards your guests. I will never make some of our family's favorite meals for people, like Thai ramen or curry, unless I know very specifically that that family would enjoy those meals. I don't ever want to set parents up for having a showdown at my table while they discreetly try to convince them to eat the weird meal that I just made for them. You can love people really well by just making really basic, good food. Another thing I like to recommend is that if you're a guest, offer to bring something, and if you're a host, be willing to accept that help. I know this is a little bit of a cultural thing in the South. It's definitely very much the norm to offer to bring something anytime you are invited to someone's house. I think maybe in the North, in the US, it's not as common. And then I also know in other countries and cultures, that's not as much the norm. So read the room. But I do think it is a really helpful thing. Again, in an age where hospitality is not done very much, it is usually seen as a high stress or difficult thing to do. If you can relieve that stress and burden from your host even a little bit, then I say go for it. And hosts, tell them they can bring the bread. Tell them they can bring a salad. Ask if they'd like to bring dessert. It doesn't have to be anything big, but even just having one small thing off your plate can be helpful. I think ultimately it's better to accept help than to choose not to host at all, because it feels too overwhelming to make an entire meal. So I think that's all for today. I hope that was a little bit helpful to hear my thoughts on that and how I think through what I'm going to make for my guests. Again, I will be sharing the full recipe for all of that meal on Instagram. If you're ever interested in submitting a topic for me to cover, I recommend following me there, because I will occasionally put up question boxes for you to send in specific requests or questions you have about hospitality.